geneticists. We're needed by chemists as well.
Neuromuscular disorders top the agenda. Taiwan held a second congress on neuromuscular disorders and electro diagnosis. Aside from Iranian specialists, the congress was also attended by physicians and specialists from six other countries. Neuromuscular diseases are those that affect the muscles and their nerves control. In general, problems with nerves control can cause some degree of paralysis, depending on the location and the nature of the problem. A large proportion of neurological disorders lead to problems with movement. This is the problem that we have. Over 150 types of neuromuscular disorders have been identified in the world so far, and according to global statistics, this disease is more common in the Middle East. The disease may be passed down through family genetic lines, while sometimes there isn't any family history and the disease is the result of a spontaneous genetic mutation, an abnormal immune response, or an unknown cause.
Big progress has been made almost 15 years ago when we found out the genetic basis of all these disorders. That was step one. Now the big achievement we've done 2 years ago is to sort of cure, at least in the mouse, the genetic defect for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, that we know how to do it. And we're using new techniques such as exon skipping or read through translation just to overcome the genetic defect. And we hope that in the future this will work for patients themselves.
All neuromuscular diseases are progressive in nature and all result in muscle weakness and fatigue.
This group of disorders are much more prevalent in Middle East and in Asia. So I think in Iran you have even more prevalent cardiac channelopathy than in Russia.
In recent years, with the progressions and developments of new technologies in genetics and also stem cell therapies, Iran has developed many new proposals and new researches on neuromuscular disorders, and we have had so many progressions on such disorders.
At present, there is no cure for most neuromuscular diseases, but the day is rapidly approaching when genetic and drug therapies will change that situation. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.